Hello, and welcome to Rancor's Agents of Brothel. I'm your co-host Matt,
I'm your co-host Dustin.
and we just wanted to take a quick minute here and react to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC, episode number 3, The Asset. Dustin, first thoughts. Was it better than the last episode? You didn't seem to dig on episode number 2 very much. And I heard that across the board. A lot of folks were like, I was saying episode 2 was kind of a letdown. I don't know.
Yeah, personally, I thought this episode was better than the last one. It seemed like it was more, I don't want to say maybe comic book oriented. They basically created a supervillain in it, and that is awesome.
Now, I know that you are not the you don't have the comic nerd prowess that I myself have.
Are you talking about Graviton?
Is it Graviton or Gravitron?
Graviton.
Okay, Graviton.
Franklin Hall, he's a physicist.
And I believe that was alluded to, spoilers, that was alluded to in the end credit scene of the show, when we see the hand come forth out of the Graviton matter. If you want to, if you guys out there thought, man, that's kind of interesting, why did that hand stick out? If you want something really good, one of the first, it was like a two-parter, the series premiere of Avengers: Earth's Mightiest Heroes, which was a two-season show on Disney XD.
I saw the whole first season. I didn't see the second season.
Oh yeah, well, so Graviton was the guy, that, and he was the first bad guy. When they had the breakout at the raft, kind of looked like he kind of looked like God in that. Like he was like, the big beard and everything. But that's a really cool portrayal of the character. So yeah, I thought that was kind of fun. Like I don't know, like they did the genesis of a Marvel supervillain in this television show.
Yeah, that seems it seems like it's the more well it's late. It's so late.
Well, instead of making up somebody like Michael Peterson, for the pilot episode, this is them using something legitimately from the comic books, which is just badass, I think. So,
I agree.
I concur with you, sir. Dustin, what? Any questions? Any thoughts? Anything like the just an example of something that went through my head was when the semi truck got flipped in the air. I was like, "Hey, they did that in X-Men 3."
Yeah, it caught me by surprise when that not first there was the SUV that flipped up in the air. And then of course the semi. I thought there was some sort of someone with the whole is it telekinesis? They can
Telekinesis, yeah, where you
move
move stuff with
things.
your mind, or
That's
even a
what
magnetism power.
I thought that they had recruited somebody who had that power, but as the episode went on, of course that wasn't the case.
Here's a fun fact for you. At night when I go to bed, if my see my child goes to bed in his bed, but every morning I wake up and he is in my bed. So if I go to bed later than normal and he has already made the trek from his room into our bed, I can't turn on the reading lamp and read my book before sleep. So I get out the iPad and I don't have any e-books or anything, so I get on Wikipedia and I just start reading about the histories of various superhero or comic book characters. And last night, the one I fell asleep to reading was Graviton.
No kidding.
And so today, when I was at lunch at work, and I had a few minutes, I finished reading the Wikipedia page on him and moved on to something else. But I noticed at the very bottom, like the very last thing it said was that Franklin Hall would be in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode The Asset. I was like, oh, that's cool. Okay, they're gonna fucking Graviton. I was like, they probably won't do all that, and it'll probably just be like Franklin Hall or something. But so I get home from work tonight. I sit down in front of the TV, and the title for the episode comes up, and it says The Asset. And I was like, oh shit, oh shit. So I had a complete momentary freak out.
So how does that, I don't, maybe I missed the connection there with the whole asset and Graviton. What's the connection there?
Well, if you do recall, when Franklin Hall was in the back of that truck, they kept referring to him as the asset. And even in last week's episode, they kept asking Skye, they kept referring to her skill set as being an asset. And she, that was when she wanted to begin her training because she wanted to become an asset in more than one way. So we actually saw her becoming an asset when she strips Quinn of his gun in this episode. And also her just being cool under fire and being able to think on her feet. And we really saw her becoming an asset to the team. So asset was kind of a double play. Pretty cool.
Yeah, you can see that. This whole I know they've been talking about the rising tide. Is that something that's just in this TV show, or has it been in the comics as well?
You know, I really have no idea.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if what they did was, if it was made for the TV show, that they end up tying it to, like, one of the, like, AIM, or, you know, one of the bad guy societies. Eventually in the show, I'm not sure.
Right on.
I love the line in this, it's like Siri if it worked.
That was pretty good. I like the whole truth serum bit.
That was funny, and Fitzsimmons having to say the word boobies. So funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
So funny. I gotta say, the chick portion of Fitzsimmons, really attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
And Skye was actually looking much more attractive to me today in her little pink dress.
Yeah, I'm gonna say pink dress and blue pants.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. Let's see, Quinn, is he a comic book character, or is he TV show?
Again, I don't know. The names that stick out in your head when you read comic books are always going to be the Supes, the people with powers and costumes and shit.
Gotcha. I'm liking all the there were a few bits of tech in this episode that I really, really liked.
What was that?
I liked the shield semi.
With the heads-up display.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
The radiation barrier at the
I think
there.
It was a laser grid. I think the radiation was just like the sign was just to keep people from trespassing.
Okay. Gotcha.
I was in Malta. I like the idea of Marvel supervillains going to a non-extradition country. Which, I mean, in our very quickly shrinking world, you know, where communication is so vast, that's a very hard thing to find.
Gotcha.
A place where you can't be extradited. You might be able to go to country A and not get extradited for your crime, but country B, which has always been a non-extradition country, might extradite just for your crime. You know, so they have, I don't know, there's so many rules with it. Silly. But I like the idea of putting it in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, tying that into some real life stuff.
I like when they do that. It's fun.
Here's one thing that I noticed with Coulson.
Is it going to be rusty?
Yeah. He said, you know, it's usually muscle memory. I think that's not his original body.
So we're thinking maybe clone or put his brain into a life metal model decoy. I completely agree. That was one of the very few bullet points I wrote down.
right. So, I love that Coulson is always wearing a suit.
He was even wearing it when they pulled the boat up on the beach. I thought that was weird.
That's when it stood out to me. It stood out like a sore thumb.
It's like, dude, just get a fucking jogging suit, man.
I'm
not saying you gotta dress like Pauly from The Sopranos, but fucking relax every now and then.
Right.
God, even Captain America wears sweatpants when he works out. So, I did like that. I love when he says Avengers. I love anything that ties back into that cinematic universe that I love. So, bueno.
Definitely.
Anything else?
No, I think that's pretty much everything on my list.
All right, then out there in listener land, we're doing our best. I know it's a short episode. We're doing our best just to be the first commentary that you get to hear about the Agents of Brothel. Because, I mean, I don't know about Dustin as an armchair fan, but, you know, I fucking eat, drink, and shit this stuff. So my level of excitement for these episodes is extraordinarily high. So I want to be the first person to talk about it out there. And I thank you, Dustin, for going on this journey with me and for continuing
welcome.
To do so. Out there in listener land, if there's anything that you want us to talk about or anything that you noticed in this episode that we didn't cover, you know what? Take it to the Rancor's Brothel page on Facebook. If you're not a member, you could just ask to join and we'll fucking let you in. You can hit us on Twitter at Rancor's Brothel. Or on Pinterest. We apparently have over 1,800 followers on Pinterest. Don't know how that worked.
Well, you know.
They must have really liked my goulash recipe.
Have you been to our Pinterest page?
No, I've never been to Pinterest.
Okay. It's pretty popular these days. Must be the guy running it.
Good job, sir. Good job. I salute you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, if this was a Battlestar brothel, we would say, so say we all, but I think we got to go with the Stan Lee Marvel sign-off and just say Excelsior.
Excelsior.
Bye, guys.